when you have mass shooting investigations so often, there is a pattern. I think police are trying to get after that tonight.
You know, you see obviously some real clues here as to what a motive could be, but they're not saying formally what it is yet.
We don't have a motive at this time.
It's unclear what the motive was.
Again, there's just nothing specific in the evidence that's been recovered.
There's no information, nothing specific to identify a specific motive, but they'll be continuing to talk to people to see if there was a flag, if something may have popped up that they can look into.
There's no clear motive, and that's what we want to know. Was this a revenge shooting because there were prior affiliations to the school? Is this notoriety?
The shooter identified, we are told, as female, legally changed their name from Robert to Robin. There's no connection yet from that to the motive.
I don't believe that how the shooter identifies currently in this investigation right now is of significant importance.
The mayor also calling on people to, quote, stop villainizing the trans community after learning that the suspect, who was born male, identified as female.
Spoke about this so profoundly and powerfully.
I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community.
Anybody that is going to use this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community.
This is not the time to jump to conclusions about the shooter, right? What his ideological views might have been, what his own personal situation was.